Precision Agriculture Summit exploring options of ag practices, Valley City Jamestown response rate census challenge issued. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The future of agriculture will be at the forefront of an upcoming event in Jamestown this month. The 9th Annual Precision Agriculture Summit will be held in Jamestown on January 20th and 21st. Jason McKinney with the North Dakota Farmers Union says many North Dakota farmers and producers could already be using Precision Ag in their fields.
The summit is designed and its goal is to get producers, farmers involved with Precision Ag, and most of them are. They just don't necessarily always realize what level they are. And it also helps bring the key players in the industry from reps to education and research and extension side. And the farmers helps get everybody together in one room to network and to learn about Precision Ag on what's going on and what's happening in the future.
Read more about the upcoming Precision Agriculture Summit at NewsDakota.com. The cities of Jamestown and Valley City are challenging each other to be the most counted during the 2020 U.S. Census. Valley City Mayor Dave Carlsrud has challenged Jamestown Mayor Dwayne Heinrich to a response rate competition. The competition will pit Jamestown against Valley City to see who can get more residents to respond and get counted for the 2020 census. The city with the higher self-response rate percentage will be declared the winner, and the losing city's mayor will have to wear a baseball cap promoting the winning city. You can read more online at NewsDakota.com. And North Dakota's new tourism marketing campaign will promote what the sparsely populated state has plenty of, elbow room. The tourism agency of one of the least visited states in the nation on Tuesday unveiled a $2.9 million campaign with the slogan, "Don't follow the crowds, follow your curiosity." Officials confirmed last week that Josh Duhamel will continue to promote tourism in his home state. That's the latest from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.